Get out. All right, it was me. We had Death Cab for Cutie. Grapevine Fires. Fun fact, I'm sure you all already know, but the drum beat played in that song is indeed a Purdy Shuffle. That's right. Made from the mind of Bernard Purdy himself and featured on many tracks like Rosanna and Fool in the Rain. The list goes on. There's a Steely Dan one in there. I'll stop. We had Neil Francis, Hyde. Not to be confused with Neil Francis, the electronic dance music guy. This is Neil Francis, the piano guy. And that is a new single from him that I very much, very much enjoy. And I feel like he's moving in a super cool direction. I feel like his first couple albums were fairly original, but also like fairly straight ahead, kind of piano grooves. And now he's like, he's leaning into this like sort of like gritty, slinky, funky stuff. And I am very much here for it. So thank you, Neil. And to start us off, we had Fruit Bats, another newer one, kind of a chiller newer one from our boy. That's song was called Disarm. And Fruit Bats is coming to town. They're playing higher ground in like October, I think. I don't know, but I don't know exactly when. But I already got tickets, and I will be there. And I hope you will join me in supporting this fairly amazing music scene we have here in Burlington, Vermont. That is certainly a testament to this radio station, WREV-FM Burlington 90.1 on the old school devices and WRV.org on the new school devices. This is the Jam Adjacent with me, DJ Red Gold. I appreciate you so much. I hope you're doing okay on this hump day. Tomorrow's Thursday, and the next day's Friday, and the next day's Saturday, so that's good. We've got kind of a chiller one here. Lisa Never Wanted to Be Famous, about the Mona Lisa.
Myself to take a- your smile looks like when you feel free. I wanna see what your smile looks like when you feel free. I wanna see what your smile looks like when you feel free. I wanna see what your smile looks like when you feel free.
See me. You never see rolling shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
I don't need your love, I just need my records. It's fairly accurate. I would say it's about 90% true. Sometimes you do need love, you know. Sometimes you need, maybe not this specific individual's love, but sometimes you need love. But 90% of the time, those records will get you there. And the Nude Party knows that. And so do the Soggy Bottom Boys. That track we heard earlier, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. From the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That song may have been more popular than the movie itself, which is a fascinating situation. And we got some White Denim in the mix, similar to Fruit Bats, Coming to Higher Ground in the fall. I want to say early October. This song was called Ruby off of his new album 13. I'll be honest with you, I play White Denim a lot. 13, not necessarily my favorite release of his. But maybe you'll feel differently. I do like that song a lot, though. Ruby, and there's a couple more that I really like. A lot of new on the program tonight. We had Still Cold by Improvement Movement. That song's maybe a couple months old, but in the grand scheme of things, how new is that, right? Compared to, you know, billions and billions of years. I mean, how new is that? So new. So new. And similarly, Lisa Never Wanted to Be Famous by Theo Katzman and Corey Wong. Theo Katzman doing an interesting thing right now where he's touring on his own for the first time. He's doing a solo tour where he switches between piano and guitar in like fairly big venues. Like what I'm seeing on Instagram, it looks like 500,000 person venues. And that takes cojones. And he's got them in spades. And of course, he's a big fan of the program, The Jam Adjacent, here on WREV FM Burlington. Are you a fan of seafood? If so, have you ever considered trying tinned fish? Tinned fish is a tasty, healthy, and often sustainable and affordable way to eat some delicious seafood. Most tinned fish is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, protein, vitamin D, and calcium. Depending on the cans you buy, tinned fish can be super affordable, especially when purchased in bulk. Additionally, it lasts much longer than fresh or frozen seafood, up to 5 years after canning if stored properly. Next time you are at the grocery store, consider giving some tinned fish a try. This is from your fish-loving DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. I don't just love the band Fish. I also love the food Fish, the animal kingdom of fish, that, if you can call it that. So anyway, try some tinned fish. I've been thinking about it, honestly, but I'm not sure I'm old enough to like sardines yet. I think I need to be at least like 50, but I want to. I'm ready, sardines, if you're listening. Make it happen. Speaking of fish, here's some Trey Anastasio.
Is always there. it seems, no matter how far I go, he goes with me. We'll be right back.
wish that I could stay with you. I know I made it hard to see this through. I got this feeling I will be missing you.
satisfied. I said a lot of things tonight. All the words I use, it's more than I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explaining. You're listening to stamina since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. You came and sent me out unfurling in the street.
So that was the last song that Pine Grove ever played live. The song's called Aphasia, and it's from their Montclair hometown, Montclair, New Jersey show. And I'm just like, I got goosebumps and maybe like sad bumps. Because sometimes, most of the time goosebumps are a good thing, but hearing them, the crowd like asking, begging for one more song, and that's tough. I didn't expect to get that emotional, but anyway, that's Pine Grove. We had Tame Impala from their first or second album, I don't know, Lonerism, that song called Apocalypse Dreams. Tame Impala, pretty good in the day at least. Still pretty good, but pretty good back then, pretty good all the time. We had Wolfman, that would be Jack Stratton, the head of Wolf Incorporated, the head of Wolf Records, the Wolfman himself, Jack Stratton, who's actually playing piano as we speak right now in the background. That song's called Tight Five. I'm not going to go into, I thought about going into some weird Wolf Universe stuff. Maybe you've seen it online. Jacob Jeffries, he's a singer. I don't know if he's actually on any Wolfpack. He must be on some Wolfpack tracks, but he's definitely played with them before. I've seen him at like Madison Square Garden and stuff playing with them. But he is going a little viral with this string of videos where he stomps on the ground and slaps his butt and sings stuff. Maybe you've heard the one that's like, "That kombucha did a number on me. That kombucha did a number on me." No? It's a good one. Kombucha's my favorite. Mango chutney, also very popular. But I'll spare you me singing that one. We had Lawrence, Misty Morning. And Trey Anastasio, About to Run. Which I am going to do. Forgive me. I'm about to run. Forgive me. Because my set is done. And I need to go watch the Knicks game. So I'll see you at Wings at Maple. Perhaps. We can't have more than like 10 people show up. So, you know, maybe there's only... I have no idea how many people listen to this show. So let's keep it to 10. What do you say? All right, I'll let this song finish out. But tune in next week. I'll be back right here on WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative, with another edition of this show. That would be the Jam Adjacent with me, DJ Red Gold. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around. We got another terrific DJ up next. I just looked at his... Yes! Black Mountain Radio, Radical Sloth, coming in hot in a couple minutes. So, gotta give some love to these summer DJs putting in the work. Until next week, go Knicks and peace!